Actually, I am very much relieved, but being pierced by the arrow of Cupid, am feeling lusty. But where is the beautiful woman who would give up her lusty husband and refuse to unite with him? Both men and women desire one another. That is the basic principle of material existence. Women in general always keep themselves beautiful so that they can be attractive to their lusty husbands. When a lusty husband comes before his wife, the wife takes advantage of his aggressive activities and enjoys life. Generally, when a woman is attacked by a man, whether her husband or some other man, she enjoys the attack. Being so lusty, in other words, when one's intelligence is properly utilized, both the intellect and the intelligent person enjoy one another with great satisfaction. As stated in Srimad Bhagavatam 7.9.45, Yen maitranam grahameti sukham ituccham kanduyenem karayodhyo dukkatukkam. The actual happiness of the karmis is sex life. They work very hard outside the home, and to satiate their hard labor, they come home to enjoy sex life. King Puranjana went to the forest to hunt, and after his hard labor, he returned home to enjoy sex life. If a man lives outside the home and spends a week in a city or somewhere else, at the end of the week, he becomes very anxious to return home and enjoy sex with his wife. This is confirmed in Srimad Bhagavatam, Yen maitranam grahameti sukham ituccham. Karmis work very hard simply to enjoy sex. Modern human society has improved the materialistic way of life simply by inducing unrestricted sex life in many different ways. This is most prominently visible in the Western world. Thus end the Bhaktivedanta purport of the 4th canto, 26th chapter of the Srimad Bhagavatam entitled King Puranjana goes to the forest to hunt and his queen became angry. Om Ajnana Timiranasya Jnana Salakya Chakshurum Milinathena Tasmai Sri Guruve Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manoharishnam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Tadamyam Sadasthi Swapadam Andeham Shri Guru Shri Yukta Padakamam Shri Guru Vaishnavamsa Shri Rupam Adhavridatam Sarudanam Tantam Tantasivam Sarapaitam Sarudutam Karijanasam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sarudanam Rashi Visaham Vitamsa Krishna Karma Sindhu Veena Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namaste Tatta Kanchana Vavrangiyam Rale Vrinda Maheshwari Vrishabhanu Sudhe Vrnamani Hari Vijaya Mancha Kalpa Tavyasya Vahasindhu Vevaja Patita Namaheva Vaishnave Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Shivasadi Gaurava Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Krishna. Seeking the blessings of all Asamu Vaishnava, let us speak from Srimad Bhagavatam for my own purification. So we come to the end of this chapter. What is that? So here you can see the driving or the essence or the driving engine of this material world is mentioned in this world, in this purport. Is also mentioned in the Bhagavad Gita, Modes of Material Nature, chapter 14 chapter, talks about the qualities of passion. So passion means is the desire to enjoy each other, the opposite sex, come together and enjoy. So the man and the woman desire one another. If you really see, otherwise no one will function apart from, you know, those who are enlightened or those who are, you know, foolish. Because these two people are the, you know, happiest people. Those are highly enlightened and those were,
you know, Mura.
But then, you know, 99.9% people are in between, who are not, you know, fully realized their spirit soul, neither they are, you know, very dull or dumb. So there is actually some principle to work. In Nectar of Devotion also, they talk about this rasa. Every relationship has some kind of rasa to offer. If there is no mellow or if there is no nourishment, there is no growth. For example, as long as we get nourished, we grow. If a boy is there, when some, we have this body, they know Srimeta Deha, we have this verse, from boy to youth to old age. So we take some food, grain, some, you know, something to nourish our body, so then we see our growth. So that's why we say malnourished food, you know, kids or babies, you know, if you see they're hiding malnourished, you know, kids, because they didn't take proper nourishment, then their body is, there is no growth in the body. So similarly, there has to be some kind of nourishment in the growth, either material or spiritual. So in this case, there has to be certain kind of nourishing, you know, certain kind of expectation has to be fulfilled in order to a person to work hard. You know, in material world, the main principle is that you get, you know, money, or you get some, you know, income for your hard labor. Yes, we do get some kind of, you know, income. And then what we are going to do with that? Material opulence is going to lead to sense enjoyment. There is no, you know, it's not rocket science. It's a very simple thing that once we get the money, we want to get something for our enjoyment. And then, you know, this is I, and then it becomes to next stage, which is called mind. That I want to get something so that I can enjoy, or otherwise I want to get something so that I can give it to something which I have. So when a man is get married or when he gets into, you know, family life, then he has his own boundary, or then he has his own fort. Like, you know, where Puranjan, they talk about the big city, the city of nine gates. He has a fort, he has intelligence, he has a wife, beautiful wife, and he has hundreds of servants, like the senses and senses. There's a lot of knowledge is given. So similarly, when he wants his own, you know, dynasty, he has own family, then he wants to, you know, give to them. Why is that? Why he has to do this? Because we have to understand, that's where he is getting. It's simple. By giving, we receive. But then what happens? Because there is absence of Krishna, you will keep on giving, but you are not able to receive 100%. We want to give. We want to give. You know, we are trying. Giving to our family, giving to our relatives, giving to our friends, giving to our society, giving to our national, then giving out to international. This expansion of relationship is going on, starting from oneself. Now the trend is, don't worry about others, you just love yourself. Self-love is in number one priority. That you have to take care of yourself. You have to love yourself, because they will understand this putting this faith, this putting this stress and giving to others, it's not giving much, you know, return. Investment on return is not there. This investment is going waste. So what do you do? Why to worry about others? You just take care of yourself. You be happy. Doesn't matter who comes this. This is moving from passion to 16th chapter, demonic mentality. Attitude is what, you know, first you want to give the family, give others. This attitude is there. And then what happens, it changes to a demonic mentality that I, you know, I don't mind who is there. I have finished this many people, this many enemies I have killed, and these are the people who are enemy, who are obstacle in my path of self-enjoyment. I will do whatever I want to finish them. So this is their nature, because when the person is in goodness, he is thinking, I am satisfied, I am happy, I have certain kind of knowledge to sustain, to live in this material world, and I am superior among all the other people. So he is thinking that, see, I am peaceful, I am satisfied with what I have, I like my work. Because you know, the person who in passion he thinks, I don't like my work, but I like the result of my work. That is, I don't like my job, but I like my bank balance, because that is giving salary. What to do? I don't like my job, but I still do it because I like the salary and I enjoy with the salary. This is passionate. Most of the people are in that category because they are locked in into certain kind of commitment. They are locked into certain kind of you know bills and things like that, mortgage. Even though they don't like the job or they don't like the place where they work, they have to do it because they have some commitment and they like the result. But if you see the person in goodness, he doesn't mind whether he gets or not. That's why you see the example are given like poet, you know, scientists or philosophers or something like that. Because if you see these people, like an artist or something, you know, art, he may not, you know, calculate in his mind, if I draw this piece of art, how much it is going to go sell. Right? Like if you have a gallery art or something. No, he is just exposing, you know, expressing his heart, his vision or his whatever creativity is there. In fact, that is coming from Krishna. Krishna says ability and the ability in man. Right? Right? Krishna is giving that ability and he's doing that and he's happy with that performance irrespective of what that, say, art is going to be sold or whether it's going to be purchased or not, because he likes his job. So that is goodness. And then he's happy with that. He's, I'm happy doing writing poem. I'm happy doing research work. I'm happy doing being a scientist. I'm happy being drawing some art. So he likes that job and he feels that superiority complex in him. I am superior among others. These people are working hard, you know, they don't know, you know. Either he may not, you know, he may follow the four regulative principle also. He may not drink, he may not, you know, do gambling, he may not eat meat, or he may not do intoxication, and he feels that these people are, you know, they are wasting their health. These people are wasting their money. What happens is, because he has that kind of mentality, the pride actually comes in his heart. So when the pride comes, pride belongs to mode of passion. So how the person from goodness is degraded to mode of passion, and then when he is passion, when he is lust, and this lust is not fulfilled, and he is giving, he is helping, he is doing the philanthropic work, he is doing altruism, all this helping tendency, he wants to know that I have done this job, I am helping, I am giving this family. So Prabhupada actually writes in the purport that a person, when he comes to this material world, when a jiva comes to this material world, and this enjoying mentality is like a glue which makes stuck into this material world. What is that? That enjoying mentality, that I want to enjoy this material world, I and my family has to enjoy this material world, is that the glue which makes the jiva to get attached to this material world. And then what happened? Because he wants to give, he has to maintain a status quo in the society. He has to maintain a certain kind of prestige and, you know, alternates and paraphernalia in this. So he has to work hard. So he worked hard and then, you know, getting entangled more and more, and then to maintain that, you know, to show the society that, see, I have my car, I have my family, I have my house, 2-bedroom, 3-bedroom, whatever investment. To show, then he has to maintain that, he has to work hard. So it's like a chakra. And then what? At the end, he get a little bit of satisfaction. That is about the sex life. So like, you know, example of the donkey. Donkey want to unite with the she-donkey. And then he's working hard and foam is coming. But then the she-donkey kicks him in his face. But still he is, you know, like, there's one example. Bhakti Rasamrita Maharaj says this joke, you know, that one donkey was there and this donkey was working hard. Then another donkey comes by, his friend donkey. He is a little bit enlightened. This donkey comes and says, "Hey mate, what are you doing here? Let us come, you know. You know, my master actually putting nice grass." He said, no, the grass is everywhere. You can see other side of the fence full of grass. Why you are, you know, working hard for this kind of grass? You just come with me, we can have the grass anywhere." And he said, no, actually, you know, you don't know. There is a secret behind why I am staying here. Last time what happened? My master had a daughter. And this daughter was not listening to my master very well. He was scolding, he was scolding. So one time I listened, the last time when he was scolding that you are doing this mysterious thing, you are not listening to me. If you keep on doing this, I will marry you to my donkey. So I'm just waiting for that opportunity when that will come. That is why I'm waiting. So the donkey is thinking that, you know, my master will marry her daughter to me. So I will be staying with my master, even though he beats, he kicks, he put little bit grass, and then he makes him work harder and harder and harder. But he doesn't know. So similarly, that to have that, you know, going, one needs a certain kind of, you know, a mellow, a rasa, a juice in return. Otherwise, you know, he will not be able to go forward. This is Krishna's system. Krishna's system is such that he not only makes sure, you know, this, you know, you work hard, but he has a divine energy. Mama Maya Duratyaya, Krishna is saying. Because Krishna is, you know, giving this energy, telling, you know, the beauty of this energy is that it covers you. It covers our total intelligence. Here it talks, you know, it talks about the intelligence. Here, you know, the Puranjana is addressing to his wife, who is none other than intelligent. So here, you know, he is acting without intelligence, which will be more problem. If someone is acting, you know, last verse talks about, you know, two kinds of intelligence, material intelligence and spiritual intelligence. If you see, I was thinking, if you see material intelligence, because if you see in Bhagavad Gita, third chapter, the intelligence is also a seeking place of lust. Intelligence, sense and mind. These three are the seeking place of lust. So, one intelligent means, material intelligence means, he actually uses and devises a plan how he can enjoy this material world happily. He is planning. He is making some, you know, a plan, a strategic idea. He is executing, you know, how one can fall down nicely. You know, he's thinking, I will, you know, do like this, you know, I will, you know, keep like that, I will, you know, arrangement like this. So he is devising and he is planning such a way that how systematically and gradually one goes to the gate of death. So this is, you know, materialistic intelligence. Materialistic intelligence is something which is used how I can do sense enjoyment. If you see spiritual intelligence is something which you have foresightedness, or you see the result, or you see the consequences, or you see how this thing will make me in a long run. So, you know, in Bhagavad Gita again he says, hey, samsparsha bhoja, tukka yenava. So that is what, by just contact with the sense and sense object, what is the end? It's going to be misery. Sense gratification means misery. So the spiritual intelligence means what? Spiritual intelligence means by reading the scriptures, by associating with devotees, by, you know, listening to shastras, this will, you know, get our spiritual intelligence back, because when spiritual intelligence back, then we think how this will be making, this activity will make go away from Krishna. How this activity going to make me conditioned? This activity is necessary for me. Is this going to get me remember Krishna? Spiritual intelligence means that. Spiritual intelligence is not that just, you know, being in goodness. Spiritual intelligence means is not that how I can avoid the miseries of this material world. How I can be peaceful in this material world. How I can be comfortable in this material world. This is not Krishna consciousness. This is not spiritual intelligence. Spiritual intelligence means how I can use my energy, how I can use my time, how I can use my material aspect and, you know, whatever possession I have to be used in the service of Krishna. How I can surrender myself fully to Krishna. This is spiritual intelligence.
Spiritual intelligence means not coming to the platform of goodness. How I can be peacefully, get a job where I can do 9 to 5, pay my bills, keep my family members happy, and I am free from any miseries, and I am, you know, settled in my life. This is not spiritual intelligence. Unfortunately, spiritual intelligence, they think, oh, I have to take to spirituality because I can be peaceful and I can be avoid all these miseries. This is Mayavadi ideas. Mayavadis are the one who want to reject this world and who want to get out of this misery. I don't want misery. I don't want, you know, this body is a problem. I want to keep this body. This whole Maya, this all material world is Maya. This whole thing is false. This whole thing I have to reject. This Dhyana platform, that they want to get rid of all these things and I want to quit. This is not, you know, this is typically like, you know, Arjuna also saying, Arjuna, what he is saying in 1st chapter of Bhagavad Gita, Arjuna is saying, oh, here you see all these relatives, they are my problem. They are here and how can I fight? I am happy to quit. I will give up. I don't want to face my problem. I want to give up. I want to go to the forest and I want to be peaceful. I don't want to fight. I don't want to do my duty. I don't want to face my problem. But this all enjoyment, you know, I don't want. I can have to be a beggar. I don't want to enjoy. This sinful reaction will come. How can I kill my elders? You see, he keep on telling philosophy after philosophy. He keep on telling, you know, Krishna what to do. How to do everything. But Krishna, what is it? He just, you know, simple, relax. Take a bath, relax. You know, he is just waiting. Because these things and all, you know, how can we escape problem? How can we give up all your duty? How can we go to the forest? You know, you can't do it. Krishna is teaching how you have to engage in the service of Krishna. Krishna is saying, Ma Manasmara Yuktacha. You have to fight, Arjuna. Get up, fight. Don't be, you know, in a utopian world that you will be, you know, just one come to spirituality, just coming to Krishna consciousness, everything will be smooth, everything will be taken care, you don't have to do anything. This is what Krishna, you know, Arjuna is thinking. Arjuna is thinking, oh Krishna, how can I, you know, one at the end of life in Krishna consciousness, what he has to think? He's asking in 8th chapter, Arjuna is asking question. Krishna is saying, you have to meditate, you have to think of me. At the time of death, you have to think of me. Oh, then Arjuna was thinking, oh, then that's good. Then I don't have to do anything. I'll just sit back in the chariot and I will think of you. Anyway, death will come, I'll come to you. The next verse Krishna is saying, not like that, Baba. You have to fight. You better fight and think of me. Not just think of me. You have to do your duty. Do what you have to do it. You have to maintain the family. You are the leader of the family. Your dependents are there. You need to deliver the dependents. You need to take care, so make sure that they don't take birth. Make sure you don't take birth. You know, this is a thing. You know, the psychology is that the man, you know, he is, you know, very active and, you know, doing things. And you know the ashram, you know, they need shelter. For example, women need shelter and they need things, and the man is happy by providing things. But the real thing is what? Real is, you see, we saw in the third canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, the life of Devahuti and Kardama Muni. Kardama Muni was a sage in the forest. Does he have anything? No. But who came? Vishnu came. Who came? Swayambhu Manu came. All the great personality came and offered their, his daughter, Swayambhu Manu, offering his daughter, Devahuti. And Kardama was very much, you know, into devotion, and he was just doing, you know, devotional activity and totally neglected. Totally neglected the wife. And then once he saw, and he was shocked because she was totally emaciated, and she was beautiful queen, beautiful, you know, princess. It was said that by seeing the beauty of Devahuti, the Gandharvas are flying in the aeroplane, they fall from there. They fall from the plane by just seeing the beauty of Devahuti. She used to play in the terrace. That much beauty, but Kardama was, you know, was totally, this is an example how a person, when he is totally absorbed in Krishna consciousness, And when a support is given from the family, then whatever he is doing, he is sharing. He's sharing his, you know, credit, spiritual credit with the family, and that way he's like taking the whole family and dependent to the lotus feet of Krishna. If he is not fixed in the lotus feet of Krishna, then all other things are going to pull him down. All other things are going to make him conditioned in this material world. So this is the crux of this material world. Crux of this material world is that any activity you do, if it is centered around for one's own enjoyment, then we're going to be bound, we're going to be here, remaining here. But then if that activity, what we are doing, is that going to go closer to Krishna, then that activity is liberating. So activity itself is not bad, if you really see. Activity itself is not bad. But then what is your attitude of doing an activity, or what is your intention of doing that activity, that makes a big, big difference. Because where is your consciousness of doing the activity? Is that you're just doing the activity because you meant to do it? Or is that you're doing that activity, is that what pleases Krishna? What is your consciousness behind doing that activity? Or what is your attitude of doing that activity? Because of someone told me to do this activity, I don't really like to do this service. I just want to get rid of this service, you know, this is what we are planning. Oh. Then we have to see, okay, that's what you're going to get nourishment in your spiritual life. Krishna is saying, hey, etama prapatante. Whatever you desire, that's what, whatever you want, that's what you're going to get back. It's not a, you know, complicated system. It's a very simple system. What is your consciousness and what is your consciousness at the end of the activity when we do this activity? Because is it what you want to really please Krishna, or is it going close to Krishna? So for example, we have two festivals today, right? One is Nanayatra and then Paniyati, Uttadari festival, Paniyati, right? What we are doing? We are just bathing the Lord. Okay, why we are doing? It is a reason. Because if you see, the festival is depending upon the season, depending upon the weather, there is a mood actually behind this festival. It's not just, okay, once in a year we come down and then pour water on Jagannath. Because what is the mood? Why do you want to celebrate this Jagannath Snan Yatra? Because, you know, the temperature is humid, the temperature is hot. How do my Lord feel if he doesn't have, you know, if the cold water he cannot give? He said, you know, makes you please. Near they put Chandan Yatra, sandalwood paste. If it, then swing festival. Because why we were swing festival? Before the monsoon finished, then the cloud, the weather is so heavy because the moisture is there. And then not much wind is there. When the moisture content is high, the wind rate actually comes down. So when the wind is come down, there is not much breeze there. So then the Lord is taken out so that we can go in a swing, so we can push, so that we can get some breeze, cool breeze to the body. That will please the Lord. So same, you know, Chittadahi. So when we see the festival, same, summer. Summertime, what we usually take? Yogurt. So the chip rice is mixed with the yogurt and it's offered. It's offered with the love and devotion. We are offering to the Lord because we see, according to the time, place, circumstances, how can I please Krishna? Given the situations, given the circumstances, what I can do to please Krishna and the devotees and my spiritual master. This is the attitude of a devotee. The festival, every festival comes, we get reminded, we get, you know, reminded of where I am now in my Krishna consciousness. What I can offer this festival to Krishna? What is my capacity I can offer to Krishna? You can be, you know, a squirrel, or you can be a, you know, Hanuman. Doesn't matter, the volume, the quantity, the of, you know, act, you know, service, that really Krishna doesn't, you know, please him. Krishna, what he likes, the quality, he likes what you are doing. Okay, you are offering my heart. A devotee is sincerely praying to Krishna. How can I please you? This is what Krishna is saying. The festivals are there that we hear of, you know, they are all devotees are coming together. Every devotees are coming together and putting their hand a bit to please Krishna. Every devotee is coming together and working to please one person, that is Krishna. And guess what? And everyone is pleased by serving one person. You know, in a company or something, it's very difficult. There will be a team, and there will be a team lead, and there will be a team manager, and there will be a manager of all the team managers to maintain a team. Because no one wants to work together. Why they need a team leader? Why they need a team manager? Right? If no one wants to work together, they want to work separately, independently. Oh, I did, why I have to do this? I did my job, that's it. You have to do. So, you know, there is always a conflict going on. And then there is a manager, there is a HR, there is so many people to make sure that the team is functioning properly. But then if you come to, you know, if you see in our activities, in our festival, in our temple, that every devotees are working together. How can I help in my situation? How can I be a part in the whole system? This is what Krishna is saying, right? You are part and parcel. If the part trying to act independently, there is no use. If my hand is chopped off and there is no use for the hand. But as long as the hand is attached to the body, then there is a function, there is a mission for the hand, what is to do. Same, as a part, we have to work, you know, cooperatively and, you know, to come together and glorify Krishna. This is Krishna language. What is it? That all devotees come together and glorify Krishna, and then by that, by Sankirtan Yajna, that we can able to go to Krishna. So I'll just stop here and see if anyone has any question or comments or correction. And thank you. Yes, sir.
To give up this attraction seems like the whole life is impossible to pass.
Yeah, it is impossible, but by practice and determination, it's possible. Krishna, Arjuna also saying, you know, it seems like, you know, this attraction is impossible. But Krishna, and then he talks about the mind as well. You know, I cannot control my mind, you know, it is very difficult. And Krishna gives by practice and by determination. Because, yes, it is, you know, for example, yeah, the lustful thought is coming. Even, you know, the Yamunacharya gives a verse that I also get my lustful thought. Even the great acharyas get the lustful thought, you know, the commentaries talk about that. But the problem is, when someone dwells on the thought, then it expands. Dhyayato vishyan pusa angatayate. Then Krishna is saying, thought is there, there are thousands of thoughts we get. In a day we get around like 10,000, 20,000 thoughts. So that is not an issue, because if we see a beautiful object, of course, you know, the materialistic platform is what? Anything is beautiful, anything is good, is for my enjoyment, and I'm attracted to that. It's a natural thing, because that is how the system is. But the thing is, are we dwelling on the thought? Because when we are dwelling on the thought, that means we are meditating, contemplating, and that's where the problem is created. Because when we are thinking and feeling, then we want to do it. So the best idea is, we have to replace the thought of, you know, lusty and everything with the thought of Krishna. That we read scriptures, we hear the pastime, we see the beautiful darshan of, you know, the deities, and we, you know, one thing, you know, we usually, you know, what the deities are wearing, how they are decorated. So these thoughts are going, you know, or we thought about the services, which is also, you know, very good thing. For me personally, I think, you know, okay, next event is when, what I am going to do, what I am going to do. So, you know, something which keeps you busy in Krishna service. That way, you know, some, we can prolong the damage. Because again it's going to come. It's like a graph, you know. What personally I have seen is, sometimes you are very high in Krishna consciousness and sometimes you are really low. But then don't worry. You just tolerate this season and then after some time you will again go high. Then our idea is to stay high forever, but one time will come, you know, we'll stay high forever. Is it okay? Thank you. Thank you very much. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jaya.